So, we are going to have a smorgasbord of biblical and moral wisdom today instead of one concentrated point of focus. Because today, the first reading in the gospel were about forgiveness. And you all have heard about forgiveness. If you have never heard someone preach on forgiveness, this might be your very first mass ever. So I have three wise guys for us to draw some wisdom from. Our first reading is actually pretty challenging when you really read it. Because the book of Sirach is saying that forgiveness and moral living go together. All right? Whether or not we're the victim, being forgiving and being good have to go hand in hand. If that does not happen, then there is something important missing. And that brings me to my second wise guy of the morning. The first wise guy was the author of that part of the Bible. Can't leave him out, that would be rude. The second wise guy is a guy by the name of Rabbi Greenberg. He's an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, one of my heroes. And he said something very profound several months back when he visited Milwaukee. It was pretty great. I got to sit right next to him and everything. And he was talking about mutual respect between Christians and Jews. And so he said that religious pluralism, that is, respecting other religions, is to walk humbly with your God, but being aware that you are of assuming that you have it all, of having a monopoly on God. It's not about less religious commitment. It's a paradox that helps us know our limitations and resize ourselves. It is a great gift to be in God's presence, but we're not all that big. God is giving us a challenge. Can you commit to God and all of his power while recognizing your own limitations? If God gave this connection to him to you, can he not give another connection to others? We can all say, I too am trying to build up a better world, and that is what we all have in common. I really do hear our first reading in these words of his, because nothing impedes forgiveness more than the false belief of, I know everything, and everyone else must bow to my will and my expectations. That is the kind of belief that starts wars, that divides families for decades, that gets Christians to cruelly fight about a God of love that they all believe in. Can't we boil all this down to a lack of forgiveness and a lack of living according to God's commands? Okay. Forgiveness means doing your best and understanding that in all likelihood, everyone around you is trying to do their best as well. Now, I'm not telling you to ignore wrongdoing and evil. Okay, I'm not preaching relativism here or anything. It's just a question of your limitations of judgment. If you understand that your judgment is limited, it's easier to see the best in other people. And that brings me nicely to wise guy number three. I was saving him for last, because at this point, a whole bunch of you are thinking the same thing. The question bouncing around your collective minds is, Father Justin, I understand that I shouldn't judge other people, but how does that help me when someone actually does hurt me? I want to forgive them, but I can't because I'm so hurt and angry. That is a good point. Gold star for anyone that was actually thinking that. And it is a fair point. There are people in my life, my family, who are not on speaking terms because of that lack of forgiveness. That's ugly business. And the wise words of Rabbi Greenberg don't really apply to that situation. So that brings us to wise guy number three. He's a local friar and priest here in Milwaukee. He's one of the guys I go to for advice. So we were talking about this. We were talking about the nature of forgiveness. And he said, well, Justin, Forgiveness is just one of those things that you can't force. It will happen in its time when moved by the Holy Spirit. Cannot tell you how much sense that made to me that day. I could try, but I would double the length of the Mass. And I'm not going to do that to you today. But I can give you the short summary. Forgiveness happens on two levels. All right? The shallow level is when you shake hands with your enemy. Hey, I forgive you. It's cool, bro. But it's not cool. Like, I'm still mad. I'm kidding. I'm not actually mad at you. But it's when you have to do that, but you're clearly not cool yet. It's still in here. That second level of forgiveness is when you actually have moved on. You have stopped fretting over whatever happened in the past, and you have regained that sense of inner peace. That second level of forgiveness you cannot force. It will happen in its time. Sometimes it takes hours or days. Other times it takes years or decades. I am sorry, but that's the truth. Forgiveness is not always immediate. So this is a message for those of you who are afraid that you might be a hypocrite, a Catholic who can't forgive. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're not. It's not that you're an unforgiving person. It's just when we're in great pain with great difficulty, forgiveness takes time occasionally, especially with the big stuff. So the secret is to keep your heart open to that ultimate forgiveness. Okay? So don't block it out, but don't force it either. Let the Holy Spirit work on you little by little. And in the meantime, shake hands with your enemies, keep matters from getting worse, and know that that ultimate forgiveness, that ultimate peace, is something that comes from God. And it will happen when the time is right, as dictated by the Holy Spirit, which is moving within you, even now, right here.